Well, Leichhardt is the only federal electorate where it's possible to catch a view across international borders, stretching from the Torres Strait Islands, only 5 kilometres from Papua New Guinea, down through the Cape York Peninsula and past multiple Aboriginal communities such as Weipa, Arakoon and Hope Vale. It's one of the most unique electorates in Australia. And even though it's twice the size of Tasmania, most of its residents live in Cairns, a tropical city with suburbs dominating the electorate. Evan Wallace ventured into the tropics as part of his coverage of key seats in this year's federal election.
I visited Rusty's Market in Cairns CBD on a Saturday morning to see what was on the minds of shoppers and stallholders in a seat held by Liberal MP Warren Edge. With younger and more progressive voters making the move up north, the Labor Party thinks it's in with a shot of claiming this marginal seat. What I found was a mixture of uncertainty about the impact of COVID-19 and a lot of scepticism about our current crop of politicians. Here's Jason, one of the stallholders at the market, with his hopes for 2022.
I hope just stop the COVID-19. Yeah, because they got a lot of trouble for our life in Cairns here. Not only Cairns, the whole world same. Yeah, so I just hope everything back to the normal.
I met Diana, an anti-vaxxer, at one of the market cafes. She definitely won't be voting for any of the major parties.
I have no faith in either of the major parties. I don't think I have any faith in the political system at all anymore, but if I was to go, I would definitely be going with, if they get enough independents in that have actually supported people through this, not lied to them, tried to find out the truth for them, and stood up for them, well, they're the sort of people I'd probably be going for, yeah.
As for Aziz, he's equally disillusioned by the state of federal politics.
Left or right, you know, the boats, you know, they've got two wings, a left wing or right wing, you know, they're all one body, you know, the system's all the same, you know. Same system, different people, you know, they're not going to change the system too much, you know. The system's going to be there, it's made for them, it doesn't make for us.
It was a pleasure meeting Barbara, a migrant from Papua New Guinea. She told me that she wanted to see a change in Australia's seasonal worker program.
They're short of workers and their fruits and vegetables are rotting away because they don't have people to do the job. And that's why Australian government should look into making the visa accessible for the countries like Papua New Guinea and other Pacific Islanders to come and work here to help the farmers and also helping themselves to take back the money home.
Meeting Rocco, who runs a deli at the market, highlighted how significant global uncertainty will be in shaping the minds of Leichhardt voters.
Out of all these things, something good will come out of it, but at the moment you can't just, we're just waiting through and see what comes. I don't know, it's a hard one.
From Cairns, I ventured an hour up the road to Mosman, famous for the stunning Mosman Gorge, which you can hear in the background. It was there that I met Helen, who ran a $2 shop in this popular tourist spot.
We're losing faith in the politicians. And I mean, you know, this has been such a difficult year for everyone, and I know what it's like for us being in business. So can you imagine the politicians? I mean, I had no idea, you know, this is a difficult situation that we're in, and they're trying to do their best. I just don't like all the negative, you know, this sort of blaming the politicians for everything. If they do this, it's no good. And if they do that, oh, they shouldn't do this, they shouldn't do that, or whatever. You know, it's incredible and it's ridiculous, you know, because nobody knows what's ahead. And we've never been in this situation before. So I think give them a little bit of credit because they're trying to do the best they can in the situation, you know.
It's interesting how many people say that, regardless of where you are in Australia. What you've just said seems to be one of the most common pieces of feedback that people will give.
Yeah, well, I agree because, I mean, you know, we have to try and be sensible and not be silly about it, you know. Just you can't wave a magic wand and say, oh, well, you know, there should be, you know, I'll do this today, I'll do that. You can't.
Finally, I met Norm, a retiree who showed very clearly that no matter where the international and international debate lies, Queenslanders will continue to march to the beat of their own drum.
Oh, well, mate, all depends what this virus is going to do. Like, you know, they shouldn't ever open the borders, but they have, and, yeah, I think it'll be just like any other disease. If you go back through the time, there's been, you know, the SARS and all that shit, well, it just... We just got to learn to live with all that stuff and Yes, if we've got to wear a mask, I don't think a mask does anything, but anyway, that's what the law says, so, yeah, I don't know, mate, I just, you know, you just got to take it day by day here.
Day by day approach.
Day by day, because every day changes, they change the rules that many times, you know, so you just got to just do the right thing, I suppose, and see how we go. But I reckon by the end of the year, if we're not all dead, well, the Chinese could be here and taking over the lot.
Mossman retiree Norm speaking there with Evan Wallace.